do things your way. Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Way of Life program. I'm your host, Charmaine. Today we're going to speak about turning away from the things that God hates. We cannot be in fellowship with God and not practicing what is against His nature. That's in 1 John 1:6 says, but if we are living in the light, that is to say, if we are conducting ourselves in the practice of what flows from the nature of God, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Living in the light is to live in fellowship with God, which is to live as Jesus Christ did. That's 1 John 2:6. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. To live as our Lord Jesus Christ did is to conduct ourselves in the practice of what flows from the nature of God. In so doing, we will live in fellowship with all of our brethren. So our fellowship with each other depends solely upon our fellowship with God. And that fellowship of sharing things in common with God, having the same interests and the same aim, will also become common among all of us who are in fellowship with God. With that being said, God does not want us to engage in the practice of anything that is against His nature. Therefore, He admonishes us to conduct ourselves in a manner that represents Him. So the fellowship, so the relationship into which we have entered with God, who has become our Father, and we His children, demands fellowship with Him. And that fellowship depends solely upon the practice of principles that flow from the very nature of God, our Father. Only what is seen in Him is expected of us, nothing else. I want us to dwell on that for a moment. Only what is seen in Him is expected of us, nothing else. No one could be in fellowship with God and at the same time be involved in the practice of evil or find pleasure in what God hates. To be in fellowship with God is to love what He loves and hate what He hates. If what He hates is enjoyable to us, then we are not having fellowship with God, saints. We are not completely committed to Him, and we don't truly love Him. He does not want us to assume that we are fully committed to Him or having fellowship with Him when in practice our deeds are contrary to His nature. Why is God asking us to turn away from the things that He hates? Why is He talking to us about our commitment to and fellowship with Him? He's telling us these things because we are supposed to act like Him in every way. We are supposed to imitate God according to Ephesians 1:5. Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are His dear children. If we are to be like Him, then only what is seen in Him is expected of us. Nothing else is to be expected of us. We, the children of God, must be characterized by what characterizes God. To put it in a nutshell, God wants to see Himself in and through His children. That's all He wants from us, nothing else. So we must be characterized by truth, justice, mercy, honesty, righteousness, and love. Proverbs 6:16 to 19 says, there are six things the Lord hates. No, seven things He detests. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent, a heart that plots evil, feet that race to do wrong, a false witness who pours out lies, a person who sows discord in a family. For the Holy Spirit says in Jeremiah 44:4-5, again and again, I sent my servants, the prophets, to plead with them, don't do these horrible things that I hate so much. But my people would not listen or turn back from their wicked ways. Let us be reminded that whenever God speaks to us, he expects an equivalent response to what he says to us. If we refuse to respond appropriately, we may experience what the children of Israel experienced when they refused to listen to God. Jeremiah 32:33. In fact, that's Jeremiah 32:33. My people have turned their backs on me and have refused to return, even though I diligently taught them they would not receive instruction or obey. You can also read Jeremiah 25:3-7, Jeremiah 29:19, 35:17, Jeremiah 7:13-15, Zechariah 7:7-13. All these verses in the scripture relates to what I just said above. For those of us who have responded positively to the Lord, don't be discouraged by what your former friends are saying about you because of your stand for Jesus. And we are called in this time to make a stand for Jesus. We have to pledge allegiance to our Father as his children. God will deal with those. In 1 Peter 4:4-5 says, of course, your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of wild and destructive things they do. So they slander you, but remember that they will have to face God, who stands ready to judge everyone, both the living and the dead. I'm going to go over those scriptures that you can read and study and meditate on in your private time. Jeremiah 25:3-7, Jeremiah 29:19, Jeremiah 35:17, and 7:13-15, and in the book of Zechariah 7:7-13. All my scriptures were from the New Living Translation. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.